This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com, NormSheaLy.com. And Clint is with us. Clint in Iowa is back. Clint, you had a couple of things that you wanted to add to the discussion. Please continue.
Well, in regards to not only was she having an issue with the eyes, she was also on that drug lorazepam or PAM or...
Oh, yeah.
I'm not pronouncing it properly at the end there, but...
Lorazepam. That's close
yeah.
enough.
Well, she had about... Not about, she had a bout of an anxiety attack where I had to bring her to the hospital 2 years ago. And all the psychologist woman there, all she wanted to do was just give her drugs. And I sat in the hallway and I'm fuming about this whole thing. And she come out and says, "Why are you so against this?" And I says, "Are you kidding me? Do you know what that stuff is made out of? Why would you give that to anybody?" So, long story short, she ended up taking a very small dosage of sort, and as well as everybody knows, people get hooked on that crap. So, we didn't really argue about it, my wife and I. We discussed it and discussed, and she didn't want it, but it was helping her with what she was dealing with. And that part's irrelevant. That's a different story. It doesn't matter. The fact that she was dealing with something and this helped her, fine. I said, "We got to get you off this crap. I got to. It's not healthy, and you know what this stuff is." And she agreed. So in regards to the CBD oil, that helped her get off that as well.
Very interesting that you're saying this, Clint, because one of the things I wanted to talk to Dr. Shealy about today was it's my impression that young people absolutely cannot cope. They can't cope with just the daily events that happen. Oh, one of their friends stops talking to them. So these young people melt down as a result of their friends having a bad day. Or their car won't start.
Damn deal. You know, I have taught my kids to take care of themselves first. You take care of yourself first. Everything around you will take care of it on its own, however it can happen. Now, I talk with my children at least two or three times a week, and maybe a little less depending upon which kid it is. But when they have a problem, we have a relationship where they will call us, and they will talk to us, and they will ask us questions about how to possibly deal with something. So I've done something correct there to at least they communicate with me, and I know that we help them when they have issues, and we don't have to have our kids turn them upside down and oh my God, Patty fell off of her bicycle today and now she has a skin knee and I don't know what I'm supposed to do about it. I mean, seriously, give me a break.
And why is it that, Dr. Shealy, why do you think that young people melt down over just silly things, non-important things, whereas, let's say the baby boomer generation didn't, and their parents didn't. Heck, their parents were in World War II. They were shot at with mortars. They were in combat with bayonets. I mean, It was pretty rough.
I think it's the problem of dumb phones. Simple, straightforward. They've spent too much time on a stupid, dangerous cell phone and not enough time with common day-to-day social interaction.
Do you think, Dr. Shealy, that the young people are, I'm going to use the word lonely. Do you think that they're literally lonely? And because they're lonely, they look to their cell phone as if it's a companion to replace. I'm serious.
To it doesn't replace, talk back to them.
Yeah. To replace the interaction we used to have at the kitchen table, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Interaction as a family. Everybody's going his own way now because everybody's important. Everybody's me first. And I'm using everybody kind of like in a generic sense. But we don't communicate with each other. We don't have normal old-fashioned 1950s, 1960s relationships. Do you think that it could be this loneliness that these young people are literally, I don't mean figuratively, I mean literally reaching out for help, but they don't know that they're doing that. They don't know they're reaching out for help, and they're looking to the phone as if it's a companion because they miss that companionship, and they are literally lonely. Could that be, you know, the center of this problem?
Well, it certainly could be part of it, to say the least. And let's face it, it totally destroys what I would call the frontal lobes, the most important part of your brain, the interaction, the place that, you know, relates you to everything in the world.
Mm-hmm. And does that explain why young people don't know how to estimate? Because they've destroyed the frontal lobe?
Yeah.
And I mean literally. You can't ask a young people today who uses a cell phone constantly.
It's Common Core math that does that.
Well, that's another part of it, right? Yeah. Clint, I noticed something about you. You are extremely calm. Calm, deliberate, collected. What do you attribute that to?
Well, thank you for saying that, because I'm actually quite nervous here on the other end of the phone line. I don't know, as far as all of that sort of thing. I try to spend a little time inside of my brain to make sure I try to prepare what I say before it comes out of my mouth as best as I can. But sometimes it doesn't come across that way, I understand.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to share with us, Clint?
I think if these young people, yeah, sure, they got that little flat screen that talks to them and stuff like that. But I agree with the doctor and yourself about cell phones to just be thrown away. I hate them myself, but somehow it has to become a part of our lives for some reasons, but not for the reasons that they have them. Sorry, I'm rambling here a minute.
Well, I was helping a dear friend. Oh, by the way, Alan in Indiana will be with you in just a minute. I was helping a dear friend rent a U-Haul device. And so I called to get information. And every time I call them, every single time, they say the same thing. And what's your cell phone number? And every time I say the same thing to them, I don't have one. But it's now they want the cell phone number. Our telephone company wants a cell phone number. Why is our telephone company asking for our cell phone number? Why? I don't get it. But that seems to be what they want. And when I say I don't have one, they look at me or their reaction is, you're the only guy on the planet or maybe the galaxy that doesn't have one. And actually, I think it's a badge of honor. And,
yeah.
And where does this come from? Dr. Shealy said the coolest thing. His expression is, and Dr. Shealy, I'm going to try to quote you. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe your quote is, quote, I don't want to be on tap 24/7, end quote. Is that right?
You got it. That's a small part of the whole.
Okay, Clint. Thanks so much.
Hey, just one more thing before I go.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Actually, two things. One, in regards to the children of this generation, if they knew what it was like to be poor, I mean, really poor, not to the point where they got to eat out of garbage cans, mind you, but if they knew what it was like to be poor and had to survive on their own, they would have a little bit of an awakening of something. And the other comment I would like to say, and this is to Ted of the GCN people, if I have to hear one more time about proper blood flow to the proper area, I don't know why that has to be on the network being advertised. And I know you don't have any control over that, but for crying out loud, if you got a problem like that, you don't need a commercial to tell you that. So with that,
well, I'll tell you what. I think you just told them what your thoughts are. I believe, I'm not 100% sure, but I believe that our engineers pay attention to the broadcast as much as they can, and they relay to the boss. And the boss is Ted. His last name is Anderson. Ted Anderson is the owner of Genesis Communications Network. I serve at his pleasure. Okay. And this is very interesting. So I'll just share this with Dr. Shuley and Clint and the rest of the class. All the broadcasts except for four on GCN pay to be on the air. USA Prepares and three others do not. And I don't know who the other three are. But Ted Anderson thinks that what we do is worthy of doing, so he doesn't charge us. Everyone else pays to be on the network. And that's the way radio is today. So if you're listening to radio in the city, whatever city it may be, and you hear that commercial about, the home builder's hour or the home repair hour or whatever that hour is on Saturdays or Sundays, sometimes during the week, those are paid for broadcasts. So I just want to let you know that that does happen. So radio has been transformed from the time in the 50s and the 60s and even before that, where people were hired to be broadcasters, talkers behind the microphone, sharing things. And now talkers pay to be behind the microphone. So that has been a major transformation in radio, but we are not part of that. USA Prepares, all of us, Dr. Shuley and all the other instructors, including myself, were all volunteers. So I had 6 minutes of commercials that I owned, USA Prepares owned, and I turned them in. I said, I don't want them. I want more talk time. And Genesis Communications Network, the chief engineer, the radio engineer, was able to unprogram 6 minutes of commercial time that was ours to go back to talk time. So what we've decided is we want fewer commercials, and we want more talk time. And the very first commercial that, when I was on a radio station called KWTO, same radio station that Dr. Shuley is on in Springfield, Missouri, day number one, there was an ED commercial. My very first broadcast, and I hear this ED commercial, and I went ballistic. And during the break, I ran into the front office and said, hey, what are you guys doing? What's going on? What's with this commercial? And their reaction in the front office was, who are you? You just got here. Who are you to tell us what's going on? Here, you haven't been on for an hour yet. But, yeah, I agree with you.
Well, I understand how the commercials go and that sort of thing, and I applaud the fact that they were able to give you more talking time. That's very admirable on both sides. But those types of commercials, I just don't see any place for them, whether they're on the television or on the radio anywhere.
Well, pretty soon we'll be hearing about rainbow commercials, right?
Oh, don't get Clint. Me started. Get me started.
Clint, thank you so much.
I'll look
thank
forward
you so much.
To hearing from you later.
Yeah, thank you for being with us and call in early and often.
Thank
we'll
you.
Right
Have
back.
A good day, everyone.
You too.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and Alan in Indiana, thank you for patiently waiting. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Yes. How are you guys today?
Very well.
I want to ask Dr. Shealy, when I go for a doctor's examination, they usually take a blood test, and he looks at the sheet of paper and says, what should I do a blood test on you about? And I know that the last time I was there, I asked for testosterone test, which usually should be about 250 on the chart.
Not bad.
And then vitamin D, I think vitamin D, vitamin D3 should be about 50. What else could I add to the chart?
The other thing I think everybody should have is a hemoglobin A1C. Hemoglobin A1C.
Okay.
And a high sensitivity C-reactive protein. High sensitivity C-reactive protein.
Okay. And on those two tests, what should be an average or a...
Well, on the hemoglobin A1C, you would like it below 5.4.
Hmm.
On the high sensitivity C-reactive protein, you would like it below 1.
Okay. All right. I'll ask for those two tests. How about, like, minerals?
In general, the most important test for most people is a heavy metal toxicity rather than normal minerals. Very few people, unless they're on drugs, are low in potassium, sodium, chloride, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Although usually that's part of a complete metabolic profile as part of the sort of general screening test.
Okay. All right. That was the information I was looking for.
Great. Thank you.
Alma, I've got a quick comment. Are you going to your medical doctor for these tests, or are you going to a walk-in clinic like any lab test now?
No, VA, usually. Medical doctor. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And when you were asking about minerals, were you asking about tests for metals in your body, or were you asking should you consume supplements with minerals?
Should I consume supplements?
Okay. Dr. Shilley, what are your thoughts about supplementation for minerals?
I think 100% of people should, because of today's toxicity in the world, should be taking a good multivitamin mineral like Dr. Shilley's Essential, my youth formula, and at least astaxanthine, the best vitamin A formula. You know, we just need more of it because of so much poison in the air and water.
Okay. I'll have to check out your website on those.
Alan, this is not a commercial, but this is an endorsement. Mm-hmm. I know Dr. Shilley very, very well. And I've spent, as a matter of fact, Dr. Shilley was our very first full-time instructor here, senior instructor here at USA Prepares. And he and I have been broadcasting together 2 hours a week for about 8 years. We've been to each other's homes, events, and he's been to the expos. And as a matter of fact, he was the man who got me to have less anxiety very early in broadcasting, because one thing that I was not interested in doing was public speaking, and I avoided that in grammar school, high school, and at the university level. And so he helped me overcome all that anxiety. So we have been buddies for 8 years. And I have been to his clinic a number of times for different things, research and some of his studies, as well as that's where I buy supplements. And the two supplements that I would like to recommend that you consider is Dr. Shilley's Youth Formula. It's his proprietary blend for vitamin C. I take it every day. And for the multivitamin, it's Dr. Shilley's Essentials. And those are what I consume every day. So I suggest you consider that, and you go to his website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And that's not a commercial. That's an endorsement, and I take them.
Okay, thank you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is calling for global support in protecting Middle East shipping lanes. On Twitter this morning, the president said China, Japan, and many other countries get most of their oil from the Straits of Hormuz. He then asked, why are we protecting shipping lanes for other countries for many years and getting zero compensation? David Sears is a former Navy SEAL. He also reminds us,
we haven't heard anything from the international community on this other than a couple of small, this is a bad thing, but you didn't hear anything from Norway or Japan. So that, you kind of let the international community start to weigh in. Then we have the larger Middle East strategy, which we really need to discuss and kind of some of our assumptions there.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has a plan to eliminate the student loan debt of every American. The 2020 Democratic presidential candidate will submit his proposal in Congress today. That plan would get rid of $1.6 trillion in debt for around 45 million people. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. David in Illinois, thank you for patiently waiting. Welcome.
How you doing? I'm surprised I was able to actually call this time. I haven't been able to call you ever since the last time I was on your show.
What happened?
All ever since I've been on your the last time, all my phone numbers, internet, and everything goes down when your show's up, and I have to listen to it when you're off the air.
Oh, my.
Wow.
So,
you know,
I've gotten
comments.
My wife freaks out about it. Yeah.
I know. I've talked to your wife off the air, and I'm sorry that's happening to you, but I've heard other instructors say to me, hey, did you get my call? Did you get my message? I don't get your emails. What's going on? So, yes. And also, you know, we get calls from all over the world. And yet, if you look at our YouTube account, it looks like nobody's listening to USA Prepares. It's quite interesting. And not only that, but it'll show maybe 30 people have listened to USA Prepares, and they'll put nine commercials for 30 people listening. So obviously there's something wrong with these numbers. The numbers have got to be way, way, way wrong.
Well, I'll comment on something real quick before I ask a question. I'm sorry I got off a little track. But when I've been looking on YouTube and I've been looking at the comments, and I'll go back and a bunch of the comments will be gone. So I'm like,
I saw the same thing. I saw over 30 comments one day, and then I went back, and they were gone. You're absolutely right. No question about it. So they have they've got a special group of sanitizers who, you know, when somebody says something nice about us, those comments seem to disappear. Amazing. Amazing.
Well,
is that what you're talking about?
Some positive things happen since I've been on the show. I think they're trying to calm me down a little bit, but that's not going to happen. But anyways, what I was really going to ask you about, the doctor, is we got your books, a few of your books, and we've been trying to read them together. But we started using oregano oil. I've been trying that. How often can you place that on the skin? Hello?
Dr. Shilley, are you there?
I missed something.
David was asking about placing oregano oil on the skin.
Well, I think it's safe and has some benefits. It's not something on my top list, but I'm not opposed to it.
I'll tell you what I'm having a problem with. Now, they think it has to do with what happened from the North Carolina Marine Base. Because in Stars and Stripes, there's articles where kids were born there and other soldiers. And you get all these sores all over your chest. Now, they've been injecting me with them with medicine. They won't tell me what it is or what they're injecting me with. So I stopped that because it doesn't go away. And they actually said the other option was to cut them all out. Well, I've had so much work done. I do not want anything else unless I have to have it done. Because I've seen the pictures where some of them people from that base, and it looks like craters on their chest. I mean, I feel bad for them. So I did get some oregano oil because we heard somebody else talking about on Vince's show a while back, where he used oregano oil for a dental problem. I'm like, okay, if you can use it in the mouth, maybe you can use it on your skin. And I only use it for a few days, twice a day, and it started taking it away. I mean, so I'm just curious how often, or what would something be better to use, more beneficial?
You know, basically, I don't have an answer to that. It sounds to me as if there's an underlying weakness of the immune system. But if the oregano oil is working, I don't have anything better necessarily. Does it itch or just...
No.
No. Well, if
they're
that doesn't work, the only other thing I could recommend is to try EMU oil.
Okay. Well, I'll have to go back and listen to that so I can have her write that down, because I won't be able to see it. And if I don't see it, I don't remember it. but now I do have some maybe some advice for some of your other callers today. They were calling about the glaucoma situation.
Yeah.
If they do not keep track, glaucoma is such a quiet situation to have. You don't notice it sometimes until it's too late, or until you go to have your checkup. It will attack your peripheral vision first. And so, therefore, that's why it's harder to notice. And when them cells and nerves are damaged, there is no recourse to get them back. Once they're gone, they're gone. Once they're dead, they're dead. So if you're starting to have, if they have glaucoma spikes, it's great that the CBD is working, but with it fluctuating up to 18 and go, you know, possibly going over that, that's something they, if they're only going in like they recommend once a year, I would go twice just to have a check, just to be on the safe side. Once that happens, it's gone. You know, and when he said he didn't have the surgery for his wife, I wouldn't have had that surgery either. I mean, I would not have had that done either. There's a lot of older medications that would have worked that's been out for a long time. They should have tried that first. I mean, in their, what we do is we make sure if we ever have medicines like those, we make the doctors give us the oldest stuff that they that we can research to know what side effects, because they're always trying to give you everything new, and you're the guinea pig more than anything else. You know, so you they find out what the new side effects are on the patients, in my opinion, of who they prescribe the medicines to. You know, now, one other thing, the lady that had the, she said she had a tube in placed in her eye, the lady from Kansas or Kentucky. I had one of those done. I was one of the research where they, on the study program when I had mine put in. It's called a multinial implant, if that's what she had done. And I woke up when we had, I woke up in the hospital from, and they said, we're at war. That was the first Gulf War. It's been working perfectly with no eye medicine since then. And as long as it they done it good, she won't have a problem. You know, and a lot of your people that are calling, if you're going to have a cataract surgery, that's usually, a lot of times you're going to have a glaucoma problem. It's going to be after they do a procedure afterwards. So they should check more often if you have some one of those procedures done. You know, so...
You're talking about checking pressure, is that what you're saying?
Yes, your glaucoma pressure. Usually anytime you have a procedure done on your eye, just a simple, you know, invasive, what they have to do, it usually creates and causes the glaucoma to come on after that.
David, I have a comment about the oregano oil. Mrs. Finelli swears by oregano oil, and if she feels a cold coming on, she will take a few drops of oregano, and this is one of the times and she'll eat bread. She'll take a small piece of bread, a very small piece, like something that you could put between your two fingers, and she'll put a few drops of oregano oil on it, maybe three or four, maybe five, and she'll put it in her mouth and chew it for, oh, I don't know, 30, 45 seconds, and then swallow it. And she'll do that a few times when she feels a cold coming on, and it seems to knock it right out. Dr. Shilley, have you had experience doing that?
I have not. I have not used that particular stuff.
Okay. We're talking about oil of oregano.
Yeah.
And something else I wanted to ask. For someone who has psoriasis, would a treatment topical on the skin of oil of oregano be... recommended or not? I imagine it might burn.
It might. And, you know, it is an autoimmune disease. And I think emu oil would be safe. And probably something called amlactin, A-M-L-A-C-T-I-N, which is a normal skin lotion, would be safe.
Okay. David, I have a question for you. You mentioned a Marine base in North Carolina. Are you talking about Camp Lejeune?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if you look up Stars and Stripes, you'll probably find, I had the articles on my, when my dad was sending them to me, and I have access to his email, and his email has been kind of spotty too, so, I couldn't find the article. I found where the links were, but all his information was kind of taken off there, so I was trying to find that, but then you took your website down, so I wouldn't have been able to send it to you anyways. But you can see pictures. There's pictures of people that were born from that base as well as soldiers, and they actually cut these things out of their chest. They just start cutting them out. Well, you know, how do you walk around without, you know, I mean, you really feel bad about yourself then, you know, and when they just start cutting, you know, that's
David,
the first step.
I lost a dear friend who was stationed.
Oh, did he pass?
At Camp Lejeune. And let me spell that, class. L-E-J-E-U-N-E. L-E-J-E-U-N-E. And there was a massive, massive contamination of the water supply at Camp Lejeune through the toxic disposal or improper disposal of weapons of war, as I understand it. And those who drank the water have all kinds of diseases, bone cancer, bladder cancer, every kind of cancer you can think of, from drinking the water while they were stationed at Camp Lejeune. That's a 246-square-mile military training facility in Jacksonville, North Carolina. So,
just drinking the water.
Even washing in it.
Just bathing in it for, I think they said, up to 15 to 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the man who was my dear friend who we just lost was going to come on the radio and just expose the whole thing from his perspective. His buddies had it. He had it. It's a massive, massive problem. I won't say it's a cover-up, but it's not really even discussed. Have you found that this is sort of covered up? This?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my mother lost. She had a miscarriage there after 5 months right before me. They knew about this. My father was an MP there. They were ordered to tape up all the water fountains and everything when they were there. They told them what it was caused from. So that was back in the 60s, mid-60s. They knew a lot. They knew they had a problem. It went to the point where they had to start taping up water fountains. So they may not have known how much of an extent of a problem they had at that time. You'll never know. I'll never know. They obviously knew they had a problem. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. David, anything else you'd like to share with us?
No, maybe I'll be able to call in instead of listening in if they leave me alone for a while. It's one thing if it's just one phone line and the internet goes down, but when all my numbers go down all at the same time. Thank you.
David, it's always great to hear your voice, and please give our best to your wife. Thanks so much for calling in. Dr. Shealy and I'll be right back.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, one of the few things that we used to buy at Sam's Club in Springfield, Missouri, was their dishwasher powdered detergent. And I went to buy it, and I've been trying to buy it since December, and I found out that they don't have it. They don't have it. They don't have it. It's always out of stock. And then I looked on the internet, like, what's up? And I found out that there are 17 states that have banned the use of phosphate in products. So my question to you, is it bigger than that? What I found is that if you have an automatic dishwasher, the kind that you'd wash dishes with in the kitchen, they have these new pellets that you drop into the detergent door, and one size fits all. So it's got a surface tension reducing agent, and it has the detergent, and it's all in one pellet, and it's so easy. But I don't want to do that. I actually, you know, depending on what I'm washing in the dishwasher, I may want more or less of this dishwashing detergent powder. So my question is, is there something that happened in medicine that people are abusing dishwashing detergent that has caused it to go off the market? Is there anything that you know of that might have caused that? Because I can't find anything.
In general, we get more than enough phosphorus if we eat, period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unfortunately, part of the excess of phosphorus is the bottled drink business. Coca-Cola and all of those junk so-called soft drinks are loaded with phosphoric acid. Whether it's related to that, I don't know. In general, if it's government, it's crap.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, here's something that's kind of gross. So there's a story on the Daily Mail, and headline reads, quote, weightlifting teenager swaps normal meat for insects and says his new diet of grasshopper burritos, cricket cereal, and grilled scorpions has made him twice as strong. And he says he's never felt better, and his weights are almost double, you know, for weightlifting in the gym. Now, he's an 18-year-old guy, and so he's been following a vegan diet, but he's supplemented his vegan diet with these grasshoppers, crickets, and ants. Dr. Shuley, what are your thoughts about
it? I have news for him. He's not a vegan.
Yeah.
Insects are a part of the animal kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know one of our instructors has been looking into, his name is Andy Gibbs, and he's been looking into insects as a protein source for pet food. Now, I don't, you know, our dogs will see flies and bugs and bees, and they'll chase them and jump up in the air and try to eat them. I can understand that, but I can't understand people trading a traditional diet for insects. Now, when I talk about insects, I'm talking about this guy is eating crickets on top of his cereal. So, you know, he would have a traditional cereal and milk bowl topped off with crickets. Now, when I say crickets, I'm talking about wings, heads, eyes, legs, the whole thing. And then for a light snack, he'll have celery with hummus, and then he'll sprinkle black ants on top. I mean, it's disgusting to me. And then now his favorite meal is black beans, sweet potatoes, mixed with scorpions.
Well, all I can say is good luck. Personally, right. I think it's just slightly crazy, but that's my opinion.
Well, Dr. Shuley, I'm wondering if what this article is about, and this is a major mainstream media source, lots of views, lots of pictures, and I'm wondering if the system, those who are controlling our lives, those who are making our lives miserable with their rules and regulations, and I'm talking about the chemical spraying, I'm talking about the taxation, put it all together, those people, I wonder if they are trying to condition us to think that, you know what, bugs are in your future. Not only are they in your future, they're going to be in your stomach. Do you think that's possible?
Anything's possible in this best of all possible worlds, but all I can say is good luck on it.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's nuts. I'm not doing it. If I see flies, I try to keep the flies off our food rather than encourage.
just tell your kids, shut up, eat your flies.
yeah. Dr. Shuley, it's always great broadcasting with you. Thanks for being with us today.
Have a good one.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.